This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. A landmark new report detailing the extent of conversion therapy practices in Australia has found that up to 10% of Australian LGBT people remain vulnerable to sexual orientation change efforts. The report, Preventing Harm, Promoting Justice, reveals the experiences of 15 queer Australians who have endured conversion therapy. It states that simply banning conversion therapy, which surveys have indicated is the top political priority for LGBTI Australians, is not enough. The report recommends banning conversion therapy practices against minors outright, while prohibiting the practices against adults when carried out by health or other professionals. New research into drug use behaviours among gay and bisexual men in Australia has been published by the Kirby Institute as part of its Flux report. Among the key findings is that while illicit drug use among gay and bi men is higher than the general population, most respondents who used drugs in the past 6 months only did so once or twice. Most of those who had used alcohol or drugs reported more positive experiences than harms associated with their use, but noted an increase in respondents hearing concern about their use of substances from those close to them. A new poll has found an overwhelming majority of Australians oppose the right of private and religious schools to discriminate against LGBTI students and staff. 74% of respondents to the poll said they opposed the laws, with just 21% saying they supported them, despite the Religious Freedom Review recommending they be kept in place. The Labor Party has since joined the Greens in committing to reform laws which allow religious schools to discriminate against staff and students on the basis of their sexuality or gender identity. Flyers attacking Safe Schools, which is no longer funded in New South Wales, have been found in letterboxes in the lead-up to the Wentworth by-election. The materials say that safe schools and similar programs sexualise your children without parental consent or awareness. It says it was gathered and presented by a group of concerned parents and is not immediately attributable to existing anti-LGBTI groups. A short film competition run by the Melbourne Queer Film Festival and Quit Victoria will aim to raise awareness around the high smoking rates in the LGBTI community. The Keep the Vibe Alive competition will ask filmmakers to submit a written pitch for the production of a 60-second short film, challenging the perception that smoking is attractive. Smoking rates in the LGBTI community are up to 3 times higher than those in the general population. Breeding season has commenced at Sea Life Sydney Aquarium, which has seen the formation of its first same-sex penguin couple, Sven and Magic. The pair began to develop a strong bond and become inseparable after breeding season, and are always seen spending time together, whether waddling around the exhibit or going for swims. The couple then started collecting ice pebbles to create a nest together. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
A gay Olympian has lost 50 followers after kissing his boyfriend on Instagram. British race walker Tom Bosworth posted a pic with fiancé Harry Dinnelly to celebrate National Coming Out Day, and while it did receive a lot of love, fans disappeared rapidly. He later posted on Twitter that he was confused as to why people would suddenly have a problem with his sexuality. Trans wrestler Mac Beggs has been welcomed to his college wrestling team with open arms and can now compete as a male. Texas lawmakers mandated that Beggs wrestle against girls in school rather than acknowledge him as a trans athlete, but now the 2-time Texas State High School champ is happy on the men's team at Life University in Marietta. Beck says he's ready to take his performance to the next level and prove he can succeed. And finally, professional US ice dancer Karina Manta has come out as bisexual in an emotional video. In the clip, Manta thanks her long-term partner for her patience and describes the panic of being in the closet while her girlfriend plays the guitar beside her. Junior national volleyball player Sam Lewis also came out in a heartfelt video posted by his university, USC. He talks about the challenges of being a young gay athlete and how he became terrified about his sexuality while serving as captain of the men's junior team overseas.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.